Hello and welcome to another Friday episode of It's Not You, It's Them, but it might be you with me, la la la, let me explain. And we are starting off with something a bit different this week. Instead of doing icks, we are going to do your confessions. So I put out a question box onto my Instagram asking people if they had a secret that they would like to share. And I'm not done with icks totally. We can maybe come back to icks. And actually, what I think I might do is ask you lot, what do you want us to do on a Friday? Because I have come, do you know, I've come to the point a little bit where I'm a bit like, I'm not finding the icks enjoyable anymore, you know? And I think when you come to that point, you have to kind of just like accept that it's maybe time to freshen up and do something a bit more different. But I might come back to them because I do, they do make me laugh. But it might give me a chance to go back to doing them on my page again, which I think a lot of people miss. I think they were really good on my page. So let's change things up and start doing confessions and other stuff. You tell me what you want to hear us do on a Friday and I'll put it out to my audience and I will get all of your answers and stuff back and we can make a whole Friday episode out of it. So let me step into my brand new role as a Catholic priest. Is that who takes confessions? I don't know. I have actually been into churches before, but I've never done confessions or anything like that. I think it is a Catholic priest. So I don't know, is that blasphemous for me to pretend to be a Catholic priest? I'm not going to pretend to be a Catholic priest. I'm just going to take your confessions. What did Catholic priests do in return? Do they just stay in silence? Or do they just at the end of it say like, okay, you're forgiven now? Now, that's what I'll do. I'll decide if you can be forgiven after this confession. So here we go. Okay, so we are starting off strong with a confession that says, I once got paid to send someone a picture of my poo, but I cheated, used my brain, and used a picture from Google. Well, what can I say? I actually think that the person who was requesting pictures of poo should be the person doing the confessing. Because quite frankly, you were just getting paid. You know what I mean? And you didn't actually do a shit, which, I mean, you could have. Doing poos off is free. So you actually could have. I mean, I'm glad that there's pictures of poos on Google. That is very useful information to know. I mean, you could have just done a shit for free and taken a photo and still got paid. And that would have actually just been, I don't know, quite a nice feeling. I feel like that's one thing I've never done in my life. No one's ever given me any money to do a poo. And that is, I feel quite left out now. But I honestly think that you were just doing what you were doing to pay your rent. But I think we need to speak to the person who is out here roaming the earth asking to see pictures of people's shit. Why are you doing that, bro? Like, why? There are better things that you could spend money on. You could just do a shit for free and look at your own poo. Although, disclaimer, because there will be some people, I've done this job a long time now, and I do know, I can already read rooms, like I can read what people are going to say. And there will be people listening to this who are going to tell me off that I am humiliating people who have scatological kinks. There are people that are into poo play. There are people who very much enjoy that kind of thing. And actually, if it's between two consenting adults, do your poos, do what you need to do. Do it safely, obviously. But you know what? I actually had a live question once about this. I actually did end up doing quite a lot of research on poo fetishes. And you'd be surprised to know that actually poo is not as harmful for you as you would think it is. You can actually eat it without getting very ill. How have I got to this? Was there even a good link for me to start talking about this? But anyway, the facts are that actually we shouldn't shame people with poo fetishes. don't eat them, even though I've just said that it's not that bad for you. I got a bit lost there. I went off the track. I started trying to please the people who were going to tell me off for kink shaming and show them my knowledge of shit fetishes. But actually, we'll leave that. I'll go into detail about that another time. Don't eat them. It is bad for you, but it's not as bad as what it's supposed to be. But that's not me trying to encourage you to do it. Don't do it. Ugh. I don't know what's happened. But anyway, I forgive you. I want to speak to the person who's requesting people around town to send photos of their feces. All right, the next confession says, my toddler ran away in Sainsbury's today and I found her eating a chocolate bunny, laughing her head off, running away from the staff. Absolutely mortified. I love her. I want to be her. I might do this later. I might go Sainsbury's, fucking pick up a chocolate bunny and run about the place laughing until some staff tried to catch me and just be like, woohoo, perking up your day in Sainsbury's, guys. You have nothing to be mortified about. And if anyone made you feel mortified, then that is on them. They are a big fucking dickhead. You have nothing to feel mortified about. She is just living her best toddler life, doing exactly what all of us would do if we had the chance and if we weren't trapped by like social etiquette, you know? She is a hero in many people's eyes and you should be proud. Not mortified. You should be proud that you have raised a little firecracker who is just out here doing what she wants to do, not letting people, like, I love that she's running away from the staff. I love that she's not just like stopping, like, an adult's told me to stop, so I need to stop. No, run from them, little girl. Go, you go. Eat your chocolate bunny. I hope she stole it as well, because I'm not into thieving, actually, by the way, but don't pay for that. Do you know what I mean? You didn't need to pay for that. Eat your free chocolate and have a good time, girl. But yeah, as a mum, I really do know that feeling. I know that feeling of being mortified by your children's behaviour. And it can be so much. I remember my son, it was actually in a Sainsbury's, having a massive tantrum, terrible tantrum. You know, one of those ones where they're like convulsing their bodies. Or like, you know, couldn't even pick him up off the floor because he's kicking and all of that. And I was so embarrassed. And I remember a man coming in and he was like, why don't you just hit him? Why don't you hit him? And I was like, I don't want to hit him. I was so upset and embarrassed. And I felt so much pressure. And it was just awful. And I think every mum or a parent knows that feeling of just that complete humiliation when your child is out in public and people are making you feel like you're a shit parent for not controlling them. But it's just not true. None of that is true. Nobody should ever make anyone feel embarrassed about their child's behaviour. You've raised a good one. Get rid of that mortification. Is mortification even a word? Isn't that to do with dead bodies? Anyway, whatever. Don't be mortified. You've got nothing to feel embarrassed about. All right. Another confession says, my husband had a year-long affair, so I fucked his idol 3 times. Who's his idol? I mean, how did that happen? You really need to write to us and let us know who this idol was, because when you say something like that, your husband's idol, would it be Cliff Richard? Or, because that's all I'm thinking. It's like, no, actually, Cliff Richard wouldn't want to have sex with you, would he? Who could it be? Like a sports star? Or would it be his like local idol? I don't know. But I'm very well done. I actually think that this is a great revenge. If you're going to fuck someone after your husband has cheated on you, let it be his idol. Does he know? Have you wheeled out this information yet? If not, maybe you should write it in his birthday card. Or not, maybe not. It depends if you want the marriage to last, obviously. Do you feel like totally satisfied now that like it's even Stevens? Maybe that's who it is, Shaking Stevens. I don't know why I'm thinking that your husband's really old and that all his idols are going to be people who were prominent in the 80s. I don't know why did my brain go to the 80s when you said idol? Mate, I don't know what that connection is. But anyway, is it even Stevens for you? Do you feel like, well, that's done now, we're totally equal? Or do you still feel like you want revenge on this man? Because, I mean, that was fucking good revenge. His idol. I really want to know who his idol is. Or maybe it's not even a man. Maybe it's, what? Do you know what? My head is so weird. The next person that came into my head was Mary Berry. What is wrong? I think I've got some issues. Because as soon as anyone says idol, why am I thinking of Cliff Richard, Shaking Stevens and Mary Berry? Who has them as their idol? Anyway, that's a me problem. We don't need to explore that too much. But anyway, I think this is great. And I think if you can get to the person's, a person who's done you wrong, if you can get to their idol, great. Sorry, I know that this one, I'm not being very helpful or anything. I'm just throwing out weird random names and just not helping you at all. But I do think we should put a bit of a disclaimer on this one that actually the best way to deal with your partner cheating on you is not necessarily to cheat back. A better way would be to have couples therapy and to figure out what you both want and what was behind all of this. And I mean, I'm not this, you know, I think what you did was actually fucking a great solution, but also it's not the best solution. And most of us can't access our partner's idols. So it's, you know, communicate, talk, but you are forgiven. All right. So let's now move from confessions to, is it a red flag? Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love getting curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. All right, before we get on to a couple of is it a red flags that you guys have sent in, I want to give you an update. So if you've listened to my Friday podcasts, one with Ashley James, who came on to help me answer some questions and do some red flag stuff. We answered a question from a woman who'd written in to say she'd moved to Australia with her boyfriend, but she was really worried because his phone behaviour was making her feel like he might be talking to other women. He was like hiding his phone on his phone all the time. She was getting, you know, really paranoid about it. She didn't know what to do. And she sent in an update, and I just wanted to share that with you guys and give her a little bit more advice now based off the back of the update. So she has written in to say, I sold my house, left my job and my friends to move to Australia with a man who I have just found out has cheated with two women and has had an online relationship with another woman for the last few months. I've ended it and it's over for good, but how the hell do I rebuild my life? I'm 30 next month and I feel so lost. I've known him for 10 years and he was my best friend. I don't know how to be okay again. I rebuilt myself after a physically and emotionally abusive relationship a few years ago, and I don't know if I have it in me to rebuild again. And I just want to say, oh my God, yes, you do. We are built for this. We are built to rebuild and rebuild, to go through trauma and to come through it and to do better and be better and feel stronger. You're 30 next month. I cannot even tell you how young that is. Speaking to you as someone who is 42, I cannot tell you how much more time you have ahead of yourself to get your shit back together. And it doesn't need to be immediately. Right now, you are allowed to wallow in the fucking hurt. This is a huge thing that he has done to you. The fact that you have moved countries to be with him and he hasn't even been able to remain faithful to you at all is so disgusting. What a betrayal. What a nasty piece of shit he has been. Fucking horrible. And I hope that you've got a good support network around you of people that you can just talk to about this. And if you haven't, I would really recommend therapy. Therapy is going to be your best friend at this point. Talk to someone. Talk it out. These feelings that you're feeling are so fucking real. And I get that feeling of feeling lost and just feeling like I can't fucking do this again. But the facts are that you will. And that's just the end of that. You will. And actually, if there is... it sounds so fucking cliched and it sounds so like toxic positivity, but honestly, the best thing that you could do right now is turn this into a positive. You could see it as, I moved to Australia and now I'm stuck in Australia and I've got nothing. Or you could see it as, this is my circumstance that I am in now and I'm going to make the best of it. This is exciting. You're 30, you don't have any ties, you're in a new country. I mean, hopefully you could just come home if you really need to, but also you could embrace that. You can make new friends out there. You can start a whole new life out there. You are a brave person. The fact that you moved to Australia in the first place shows that you are strong and brave and willing to do difficult and new and hard things. So really make sure that you harness that side of yourself and do not let this dim your shine. Again, I feel like I'm being very cliched, but the thing is, you will handle this in the way that you need to. You know, you can either make that choice of succumbing to it and being like, I'll never get over this, or saying, fuck him, kick him in the bollocks, metaphorically, by really thriving and taking on a whole new life. It's hard. You've been hurt. He's treated you like shit. This is not the end for you. You've got more of your life left than what you've already lived. So live it. So let's have a look at a couple of, is this a red flags? Lala, is it a red flag that I've been on a few dates with a guy, slept with him a few days ago, and I noticed what looks like a wart in his pubic hair? How do I bring it up without embarrassing him? He didn't have any around the genitals or on the penis, just in his pubic hair. You know what? You communicate. It's so baffling to me that we feel able to allow people inside our bodies to be naked with people, to have their a fucking object. A penis is not an object, is it? Is it an organ? Of theirs inside our actual bodies, but we feel like weird about talking to them about stuff. It should be the other way around. You should be super fucking comfortable with saying shit. And a bit more like, oh, do I want to get naked with you? That's quite a big thing to do. You know, it's weird how we've got it that way around. But the important thing in this is to communicate. Do you know what this wart is? Have you had this checked out? Now, genital warts do tend to be like on the rectum or on the labia or the penis shaft. In the pubic mound, you know, the like bit where all the pubes are, basically. What's it called? Mons pubis. That is not where genital warts will be. And genital warts don't look like normal warts. So if you're thinking of a normal wart, like a wart that you'd imagine on like a witch's face or whatever, if you see something like that in the mons pubis, that is unlikely to be a genital wart, because genital warts look quite different to normal warts. They look like sort of cauliflower, the head of a cauliflower. They tend to be more white, and I mean, Google them. Go onto Google Images and Google genital warts, and that's your first place to start. Like, have a look at whether what you've seen on his body looks like a genital wart. But if it's like one big witchy looking wart in his pubic hair, it's unlikely to be caused by HPV. It's unlikely to be, well, it would be caused by HPV if it's a wart, but it's unlikely to be genital warts that are going to pass on to you as a sexually transmitted infection. But you and I are not medical professionals. I am a qualified sexual health educator. I did work in sexual health clinics, but I am not a doctor. I am not a nurse. And I haven't seen his dick, so I can't really tell you. The best thing to do is ask him and have a little Google. But warts can be treated very easily, and they're not necessarily that harmful. So it doesn't need to end the relationship, but only if, I mean, if he is rocking about with genital warts and not telling you and he knows about it, then that's a problem. That's a fucking red flag. But otherwise, it's not. Is it a red flag that my boyfriend of 1 year is a plumber? My new house needs a timer setting on a boiler, and he's asked for payment. And you know what? I don't know. I think people will be quite divided on this one. I feel like if I had a skill like being a plumber or a mechanic, I would just do things like that for my mum or my close people or whatever. But then I suppose that actually you can't just give freebies to all your mates have got toilets and boilers, you know? Like, if every member of your family was asking you to do mates rates or free work on their house, you couldn't function as a person, you know? Like, if you've got a really great trade like that. But I don't know. I feel like if it's your partner, how much time is he spending at your house? I think that is relevant. Because if he's there all the time making use of the boiler, then why not? And I don't know anything about plumbing or boilers or anything, but it needs a timer setting. I feel like that sounds like something that's quite simple to do. You know what I mean? Like, not going to take a lot of work, not going to like take parts. So yeah, I wonder, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a red flag, but I do get the sense that it's a bit like unhelpful. You'd want him to be enthusiastically wanting to fix your boiler and just being like, hey, babe, like, no, I'll do that. God, I'm not going to charge you. But then expecting payment for it, I don't know, it seems a bit mean. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's a terrible red flag, but I think it is a bit shit, you know. I do think it's a bit shit. I don't think he should be charging you for that. But then at the same time, there is that other side. Like, as I've said, he also shouldn't be exploited for free labour, you know. Maybe it's a middle ground. Maybe you should say, can I cook you dinner tonight and you do this? And then if he's like, no, I want money, then that's a red flag, you know? I don't know. So today's Friday night reminder that I'm going to leave you with for this weekend. It's actually a reminder to myself, because if I am physically attracted to someone and I really fancy them, I will overlook a lot more red flags and a lot more issues than if I haven't got that mad passionate thing. So it's just a reminder that actually, and it's suggins, I've been full of cliches today, but it ain't about looks. It is about how they make you feel. It is about what the interaction and the dynamic is like when you are together. It really, looks will fade and people become ugly when they have ugly personalities. And sometimes we do bend over backwards, you know, like if you meet a really fit person, you're more likely to just like give in to the whole no labels fuckboy thing, ending up just having like casual sex because you're so like, wow, I really fancy you. But we have to be, especially as we get older, sensible and careful about who we date and really understand that looks just do not matter. So don't overlook red flags. It's not all about the physical. It really is about the emotional and intellectual connection that you can build with people. It is an obvious one, but I still haven't learned it. So just reminding you as well as me.
Let me explain.
This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.